In the morning, he remembered that a drastic drop in the GABA fluid of the brain normally produced such phosphine activity. Nobody was trying, telepathically, with or without microwave boosting, to contact him. But it did give him the idea for the scramble suit. Basically, his design consisted of a multi-faced quartz lens hooked to a miniaturized computer whose memory banks held up to 1.5 million physiognomic fraction representations of various people, men and women, children, with every variant encoded and then projected outward in all directions equally onto a super-thin, shroud-like membrane large enough to fit around an average human. As the computer looped through its banks, it projected every conceivable eye color, hair color, shape and type of nose, formation of teeth, configuration of facial bone structure. The entire shroud-like membrane took on whatever physical characteristics were projected at any nanosecond, and then switched to the next. Just to make his scramble suit more effective, S.A. Powers programmed the computer to randomize the sequence of characteristics within each set. And to bring the cost down, the federal people always like that, he found the source for the material of the membrane in a byproduct of a large industrial firm already doing business with Washington. In any case, the wearer of a scramble suit was every man, and in every combination up to combinations of 1.5 million subbits during the course of each hour. Hence, any description of him or her was meaningless. Needless to say, S.A. Powers had fed his own personal physiognomic characteristics into the computer units, so that, buried in the frantic permutation of qualities, his own surfaced and combined. On an average, he had calculated, of once each 50 years per suit, served up and reassembled, given enough time per suit. It was his closest claim to immortality. "Let's hear it for the vague blur," the host said loudly, and there was mass clapping. In his scramble suit, Fred, who was also Robert Arctor, groaned and thought, "This is terrible." Once a month, an undercover narcotics agent of the county was assigned at random to speak before bubblehead gatherings such as this. Today was his turn. Looking at his audience, he realized how much he detested straights. They thought this was all great. They were smiling. They were being entertained. Maybe at this moment, the virtually countless components of his scramble suit had served up S.A. Powers. But to be serious for just a moment, the host said, "This man here," he paused, trying to remember. "Fred," Bob Arctor said. "S.A. Fred." "Fred, yes." The host, invigorated, resumed, booming in the direction of his audience. "You see, Fred's voice is like one of those robot computer voices down in San Diego at the bank when you drive in, perfectly toneless and artificial. It leaves in our minds no characteristics. Exactly as when he reports to his superiors in the Orange County Drug Abuse, program." He paused meaningfully. "You see, there is a dire risk for these police officers because the forces of dope, as we know, have penetrated with amazing skill into the various law enforcement apparatuses throughout our nation, or may well have, according to most informed experts. So for the protection of these dedicated men, this scramble suit is necessary." Slight applause for the scramble suit, and then expectant gazes at Fred, lurking within its membrane. "But in his line of work in the field," the host added finally, as he moved away from the microphone to make room for Fred, "he, of course, does not wear this. He dresses like you or I, although, of course, in the hippie garb of those of the various subculture groups within which he bores in tireless fashion." He motioned to Fred to rise and approach the microphone. Fred, Robert Arctor, had done this 6 times before, and he knew what to say and what was in store for him, the assorted degrees and kinds of asshole questions and opaque stupidity, the waste of time for him out of this, plus anger on his part and a sense of futility each time, and always more so.